So, that's my nephew's wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mel's wife.
Yeah. So she's the one who gave me your name. I had some questions about the mules and how you hook them up and all that. I guess we can just start on that part. How would you hook up the mule if you wanted to?
Well, I about forgot how you hooked the mule up. It's been so long because I quit using mules.
Yeah?
You remember.
40 years ago.
Well, we're going to take you back.
Yeah.
Would you, if you wanted to plow with them or if you wanted to use them to pull something or whatever, what kind of...
Well, first thing you have to do, you put a bridle on it.
Yeah. Just like you have for a horse?
Yeah, just like you'd have for a horse. You're going to put a bridle on and saddle him up to ride.
Then
you'd put the collar on him, on the mule.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had a set of hames you'd put on the collar. Where you could fasten it on the collar where it wouldn't come off. Then you'd have a trace chains. You'd run from the collar or the hames, as we'd call it, back there to the single tree where you'd hook it to what you're gonna pull. To a plow or to a log.
Okay. What would you have to turn them with?
Well, you'd have lines on them.
Yeah.
Long set of lines if you're going to plow them.
Uh-huh.
GM Hall.
Yeah, we could pull what way you want him to go.
Uh-huh. And you could tell him if you wanted
to
turn.
Tell him, yeah, he'd learn. Go by words, what you wanted him to do.
And what would you say?
G and haw. G was to the right and haw was to the left, I believe it was.
Okay.
It's a long time, but
all right. What about to get him to start up and to stop? What would you tell him?
Get up.
That'd be to go.
That'd be to go. And woe would be to stop.
Okay. Now what about if you were going to be on a riding a horse? Would you have the same kind of...
Well, again, the thing, if you're pulling logs, well, you'd have a... one mule that you'd ride and one on the side of him, and then sometimes you'd have one in the lead. You'd get on the mule that you're going to ride when you're going where you get the log out to where you're going to leave it, be loaded.
Okay, so one you'd ride and one would pull the log.
Well, the one you'd ride, he'd be pulling too.
Oh, he'd be carrying you and pulling.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you have the same lines that you would have, like, for a plow?
No. You'd have different lines. Or you'd have shorter ones. Well, then the thing, when you had them geared up like that, the one that you rode, you'd guide him, and he'd guide the others.
Oh, okay. Now, what about on the wagons?